te Vasudevayo. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tato Haro Bhagavati Bhaktim Kuruta Dhanava Atmo Pamyena Sarvatra Sarva Bhutat Manishvare Dato Haro Bhagavati Bhaktim kuruta bhakti dhanava atmopamena sarvatra sarvabhutatmanishvare. Please chant. Dato haro bhagavati bhaktim kuruta dhanava Atmo pamyena sarvatra sarvabhutat manishvare tato bhagavati bhaktim kuruta dhanava Atmo pamyena sarvatra sarvabhutat manishvare. Tato haro bhagavati bhaktim kuruta dhanava atmo pamyena sarvatra sarvabhutat manishvare. Ladies, tato haro bhagavati Bhaktim kuruta dhanava atmopamyena sarvatra sarvabhutat manishvare tato haro bhagavati bhaktim kuruta dhanava atmopamyena sarvatra Sahabhutatmanishvare Tato haro bhagavati Bhaktim kuruta dhanava Sahabhutatmanishvare Tata Therefore Haro Unto Lord Hari, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhaktim, devotional service, Kuruta, execute, Dhanava, O my dear friends, O sons of demons, Atmopayena, just as one's own self, Sarvatra, everywhere, Sarvabhutatmani, who is situated as the soul and supersoul of all living entities, Ishvare, unto the Supreme Lord, the Controller. Translation and purport. My dear friends, O sons of the demons, in the same favorable way that one sees himself and takes care of himself. Take to devotional service to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere as the Supersoul of all living entities. The word atmopamyena refers to thinking others to be like oneself. One can very intelligently conclude that without devotional service, without becoming Krishna conscious, one cannot be happy. Therefore, the duty of all devotees is to preach Krishna consciousness everywhere, all over the world, because all living entities without Krishna consciousness are suffering the pangs of material existence. To preach Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activity. Indeed, it is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as para upakara, work for the true benefit of others. The activities of para upakara have been especially entrusted to those who have taken birth in India as human beings. This is from Adi Lila. Bharat Bhumite Haila Manushya Janmayar Janma Sartaka Karikar Par Upakar. The entire world is suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised all human beings born in India to make their lives perfect by Krishna consciousness and then preach the gospel of Krishna consciousness all over the world so that others may become happy by executing the principles of Krishna consciousness. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamane Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pacharine Nirvasesa Sunyavari Pastinade Sthavine Tato Haro Bhagavati Bhaktim Karuta Dhanava Atmapomyena Sarvatra Sarva Bhutta Manishpade. My dear friends, sons of the demons, in the same favorable way that one sees himself and takes care of himself, take to devotional service to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere as the Supersoul of all living entities. Here, Prahlad tells his friends that God's situated everywhere. He's present as the soul, that's his marginal energy, the living entity, and present as the Supersoul. So he recommends that these demons, the boys, satisfy the Lord just as they take care of themselves, just as they see themselves and take care of themselves. There's some self-satisfaction. So similarly, one can also satisfy the Lord. He's not so far away. He's not way beyond this world. Of course, in one sense, he is way beyond. He's hidden behind a curtain of Maya. But here it's made easy. This word atmopamyena, think of others to be like yourself. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vidya vina sampane brahmane gavi hastini. Wise persons see the same supreme energy in a Brahman, in a cow, in an elephant, in a dog eater. So, devotees become aware of the spiritual energy within the body and the mind. When we say, Aham Brahmasmi, I'm not this body or mind, it means we're aware of the Supreme as the soul and the Supersoul. So here we find Prahlad saying, think of others to be like yourself. And then, just as you know that you can't be happy without Krishna consciousness. So tell others. And that's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises. Tell others. It's the best welfare work. Yesterday, Govinda Goswami was saying that he's observed that the Indian devotees can easily take to fasting on Ekadasi. So the people born in India, they have a kind of built-in natural inclination to take to Krishna consciousness and then also preach. Nowadays, he said, compared to the mid-1970s when there were practically no devotees who were born in India living in the temples in India, nowadays there are numerous devotees from India in the temples. Thousands, probably tens of thousands. They're going to outnumber us. And then the American influence is going to wane. Maybe. And there are Indians throughout the world. We see here in Los Angeles, they're moving in on Wasika Avenue, the young professional Indians with their families. So this is how Lord Chaitanya's advice is being followed. Somehow the Indians have dispersed around the world, and by Srila Prabhupada's potency, he's started a movement that can engage everyone in helping others become happy. So in this way, we're following in Prahlad's footsteps. He's teaching his friends, and now we're teaching others, even those of us who didn't take birth in India. Of course, we have, you could say, an Indian father or grandfather. Srila Prabhupada is that for us. Actually, I saw Srila Prabhupada here in New Dwarka for the first time at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish in the old temple in January, 39 years ago. That's why I feel so happy here in Los Angeles. But I'm leaving. I'm going to leave in a week. Anyway, back to Srila Prabhupada. When he was in college, he was only 20 or 25 and following Gandhi. So he was thinking of himself first as an Indian and second as a Vaishnav devotee. And it wasn't until he met his spiritual master and argued with his spiritual master that India has to be independent, otherwise people won't pay attention to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. No one respects a dependent country. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur persuaded him that this message of Sri Chaitanya was more important than independence. And he saw in Srila Prabhupada a keen interest in hearing the message. He noted, you know, that this abide doesn't get distracted from hearing. He pays attention when I'm speaking. So he said, I will initiate him. When the recommendation came up, he noted that. I found something related to this that's quite interesting in a lecture that Prabhupada gave on the verse that we studied yesterday, which was about how so many activities you might perform are a waste of time unless you develop a taste for hearing and develop love of God. Love of God comes from hearing, starts with hearing. So Prabhupada says in this lecture, this hearing process is very, very important, but people are not interested in hearing. They're simply busy in some other duties. My Guru Maharaj used to say, one who is not interested in hearing, he used to call them a dandavats devotee. They make dandavats, that's all, a dandavat class of men. That means he just knows how to make dandavats. He doesn't know how to sit and hear about Krishna. But this was something, he Prabhupada continues, that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati would note. Anyone who will come to him, he will see whether he is a Dandavat class of men or a hearing class of men. So Dandavat is nice, but by offering Dandavat, if one does not develop the intent of hearing, Shravanam, then he's not making very much progress. As you know, because I was a little interested in hearing, my Guru Maharaj accepted me as his disciple. He marked this. This boy is interested in hearing. He does not go away. Actually, I could not understand what he was speaking in the beginning, but still I was very much interested to hear out of curiosity or something like that. Then later in his life, Prabhupada saw that the people in India, you know, who are supposed to preach and practice Krishna consciousness, he saw that they weren't accepting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice. So he left India to make Westerners devotees. And then he brought the Westerners to India to show them that people from apparently more economically advanced countries value India's spiritual culture. So that inspired the Indians. At the San Francisco Rath Yatra in 1974, Prabhupada told the huge crowd that wherever he travels in the world, he finds that people look to the West. So he said, if you Western boys and girls chant and dance, then the whole world will follow. Prabhupada took up this worldwide preaching gradually. As we know, he spent most of his life in India preparing for this. He was patient, not least because at the time of his birth, an astrologer had predicted that this child would reach the age of 70 and then start temples, many temples worldwide. So Prabhupada knew of this, so he didn't rush it. He took his time. That's one reason he waited until 1965. And by that time, he was no longer thinking, I'm an Indian first. I have to, you know, think of India first. He was thinking, I'm a Vaishnava devotee first. I have to think of the whole world and the welfare of others. And I'm Indian second. Just like yesterday, we had the inauguration. Not everybody was thinking, not everybody in the devotee community here was thinking, I'm an American first, you know, red, white, and blue. Today the deities are wearing red, white, and blue because they've come to save America. And we're very fortunate. We're Vaishnavs, now we're aspiring to be Vaishnavs. And we'll also think of ourselves as Americans sometimes. America has so many good opportunities for preaching. I went to the UCLA campus on Friday, and I met a girl from the Orient, and I introduced the Origins magazine to her, which was appealing to her because she was a science student. But somehow, because she only had a dollar, I think she felt guilty about taking it. So she said, I'll give you the donation, but you don't have to give me the book. And I said, no, no. You know, the reason we're out here is to give you something to read. Because, and she took it then, because when they read submissively or when they listen to the chanting of Hare Krishna in a receptive mood, then everything about Krishna will be revealed. Atta Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyaya Sevan Mukhe Hijivado Swayam Eva Sparat yada. That means if we engage the tongue and the ears, then Krishna can be revealed. So Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, these are very important things. That's Prahlad's main teaching. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Yesterday's verse, the previous verse, also emphasized this, that without developing a taste for hearing, so many other activities you might do are a waste of time. Prahlad listed 10 activities that he said don't please Krishna. He told the demons, the young demons, don't bother about becoming a Brahmin or a demigod or a saint. Don't be concerned about becoming learned or becoming good at etiquette. That won't please Krishna. You don't please Krishna by charity, austerity, sacrifice, cleanliness, or even keeping your vows. I mean, vows in general, not the regulative principles. That's important to keep. Prabhupada said, you have to keep the regulative principles. That's what keeps us in the mode of goodness. But Prahlad said, Krishna is pleased only by our devotion to him. So the 10 activities that he mentions, that Prahlad mentions, Srila Prabhupada writes that they may help us. You know, cleanliness, other things, charity, they may help us. But if we don't develop our love for Krishna, then they're like zeros. Zero has no value until you put a one in front of it. So unless love of Krishna is coming from an activity, is produced by an activity, then that activity, Prahlad says, is just a show. Or it's useless labor, a waste of time. It's a kind of cheating. And that's how Krishna concludes the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadaman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. Abandon all kinds of duties, all kinds of dharma, and come to me as your only shelter. So in this verse, dharma means occupational activities. Sarvadharman parityaja. Abandon so many occupational duties. And because even activities in varnashram, if we just execute those, our lives will be spoiled if that's all we do. Rather, varnashram is meant for pleasing Vishnu. The purpose is to please Vishnu. So if we don't do that, it's no good. It's a kind of cheating. It's based on false ego, thinking of the body, thinking about the welfare of the body or the whims of the mind, how to satisfy that. People invent duties, and they also invent religious systems that are based on the body and the mind. So the Bhagavatam rejects those. This word dharma also means the essence of something. The essential characteristic of something, dharma, like the microphone I'm using, the dharma of the microphone is to amplify the sound. The dharma of a poisonous snake is to bite us and inject a fatal poison. So similarly, the living entity's dharma or characteristic is to render service. And unless that service is rendered to Krishna, then it's rendered in other ways that just spoil one's life, according to Prahlad. After all, God is great, and we're subordinate to him, nityo nityanam, chedanas chedananam. So we're meant to serve Krishna. And this is what Prahlad is telling his friends. He wants his friends to get with this program. But his friends are learning to satisfy the senses. And People are misguided about their self-interest in the Gurukul that Prahlad's friends were in and in the whole world today. People are misguided about their self-interest based on the false ego. So to help them along, Prahlad is encouraging them, teaching them. Recently in England, as you may know, the devotees made a lot of progress in preaching by starting a school. They took advantage of the laws in England that allowed them to start a religious school. ISKCON is the faith partner of this school, and devotees were behind it. I was there writing this article about it for Bhakti Godhead Krishna Bhanti School. If you want to read that, you can see how this was all organized. So we're learning gradually what Prahlad is teaching, what Srila Prabhupada is teaching, and we're waiting for Krishna's mercy. In school, they always tell you, pay attention, pay attention. And they usually just want you to pass some test. You have to learn something to pass a test. But real paying attention is paying attention to God, paying attention to Krishna. And that means sometimes waiting, but paying attention in all of our activities. Where is Krishna? What's Krishna desiring? How can I satisfy Krishna? I mentioned in my article that one lady had a interest in this. A lady from France read the Bhagavad Gita, a translation in French. And she liked it so much that she learned Sanskrit so that she could study it more closely. And she was a teacher in the 1930s, a school teacher. So she wrote a book about how attention in the classroom should be directed toward understanding God, seeing God, waiting for God. Attention in any academic subject is meant to train the mind to pay attention to God. So she was really Krishna conscious by, you know, studying the Bhagavad Gita, quite interesting. But she didn't have the association of a pure devotee, so later in her life she got into activism and she worked for political unions and things like that. She became less and less of a devotee. But in those 10 years where she was a school teacher, she was quite enlivened by Bhagavad Gita. I'll stop. Any questions? Sebastian? Mercy, wait for Krishna. The question is, Krishna is present everywhere and he wants to reveal himself everywhere. So are we looking for other avatars or other signs from other civilizations to find Krishna? Yes, we look for other avatars by consulting the scriptures. The scriptures mention, for example, that Kalki avatar will appear a long time from now. But we know he's coming at the end of Kali Yuga. The Buddha is mentioned as an avatar of Krishna. Not so long ago, Buddha, and he's world famous. We want Lord Chaitanya to become as famous as Buddha. Everybody should know about Lord Chaitanya. He was the avatar for this Kali Yuga. And other civilizations, yes, we can see other civilizations from various Krishna conscious perspectives? Ah, the Jordan avatar. Michael Jordan. Yeah, people sometimes promote someone who's very charismatic as an avatar. There's an organization called Swami Narayan, and they promote their founder as an avatar. Swami Narayan didn't proclaim himself an avatar, but his followers proclaimed him an avatar of Krishna. So that's not good enough, just the vox populi, the opinion of people. We want the Shastra to confirm that someone's an avatar. We shouldn't accept cheaply the idea that some ordinary person is an avatar just because he's popular or famous or rich or... Well, good luck following Michael Jordan. Another question? Or comment? Archita? That's right. No, because we can see it as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I'm the ability in man. So he's the ability in Michael Jordan. As the super soul, he understands this soul in Michael Jordan's body, he wants to achieve something, and something connected with his father's death, whatever it was. The super soul is fulfilling the living entity's desire, but that doesn't make the living entity God. We shouldn't make that mistake. Yes?
In this regard, one time Srila Prabhupada made a comment to one of some devotees that Hitler was an avatar.
Who?
Hitler.
Let's not discuss Hitler. There's not enough time to discuss Hitler. That's a big topic. Yes. All right, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Guru Bhaktivinoda ki.
Very hot, very excited. Oh yeah, you will love it.